have us open with the Serenity Prayer. So let's just take a minute and settle. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Okay, I'm supposed to read this aloud. Suggested guidelines for sharing. As you share your experience and strength in OA, please also share your hope. Please confine your sharing to your experience with the disease of compulsive eating, the solution offered by OA, and your own recovery from the disease, rather than just the event of the day or week. If you're having difficulties, share how you use the program to deal with them. If you need to talk about difficulties and seek solutions, we suggest you speak to your sponsor and other members after the session. All the sessions except the crafts and writing sessions will be audio taped. Please sign the release form for taping if you haven't already done so when you initially registered. Did everybody sign the such a paper? If you didn't, if you wish to stay anonymous, you may use a fictitious name when you share, so Fufu or whatever you want to call yourself. Let's see. I believe that's it. Okay, so I want to just qualify myself first in terms of my membership to OA. I've been in OA for 25 years. That's 1 year more than half my life. Finally hit that mark at 49. Very exciting. I started in Boulder in the OA program in a convent slash abbey. So my first OA meeting, there were nuns singing in the background, and there I was, a lovely Jewish girl saying, well, how did I end up here? And it was a real turning point for my life, because I heard one very, very important message, that I was powerless over food. And all my life, I had been told I was powerful over food and there was something wrong with me because I couldn't figure that out. And so I'd had doctors and counselors and friends and parents of my friends tell me, why can't you have such a pretty face? Why can't you lose weight? Blah, blah, blah. So my highest weight was somewhere in the range of 250. I'm about 100 pounds less than that today. I've maintained that weight loss for a really long time in OA, probably about 20 of the 25 years that I've been in OA. I've never left OA, never occurred to me to leave OA. I truly love the spiritual aspect of this program. And that was the other piece that really was the cutting edge for me when I came into that first OA meeting, was that there was a spiritual answer to my addiction. And I always say, you know, if we stop the steps at step one, we'd be screwed. And so thank God for the next 2 to 12, you know, because being powerless is, you know, we don't want to leave it there, right? That would be kind of that'd be a sad story. So I'm deeply grateful, very, very deeply grateful for OA, all the things that I've learned from you all the things that I've gained through living a spiritual life. So what I'd like to do today is talk to you about some of the ways that I personally hear God's voice, and I'd really like to offer an opportunity for you guys to share that as well. So in thinking about, oh, I lost my mic. There I am again. Hello? Okay. Can you still hear me? Awesome. Okay, no problem. I'm going to try to be a star and walk with my mic line. That's as far as I can go. Okay, that's my stardom right there. That was it. Okay. So in thinking about it, one of the ways that I hear my higher power's voice is through OA. And so when I go to meetings, oftentimes I'll hear something that will resonate, almost give me a chill, where I'll go, oh, I really needed to hear that piece today.
You're free to wander.
Oh, I'm free to wander now. Look at that. Oh, now I get to be a star. That's awesome. I love it. Woo. Okay. The other way that I thought about was definitely through prayer, you know, being quiet, listening for God's voice, sending out a prayer, and then God answering in some way throughout the day. Often I get my messages from God through nature. Nature is the strongest place for me to experience higher power. And sometimes I'll be hiking. I hike every weekend without fail all year round. I love to be outside. And I'll be hiking along, and a branch will hit me in the head, and I'll go, oh, man. What am I thinking about? Where do I need to be centered? Where do I need to be shifting my perspective? Or I'll trip on a root, you know, and I'll kind of use that as a way of God saying, hello, wake up, look around, take it in, you know, look at the beauty where you are. So nature, prayer, meetings, And then one of the tools for me to hear my higher power's voice the most strongly, the most powerfully, is by writing a letter to God and having God write back. Now, the first time I heard that, I thought that was a little hokey, and I was like, yeah, right. Yep. I'll just be honest with you about my sarcastic attitude toward that. I was like, I don't know. That sounds interesting, but I'm not sure that'll really work. So I sat down, and I was like, all right, let's give this a shot. All right, God, da-da-da-da, right? And then when God wrote back, this voice came back that was not Monica. It was, I mean, and, you know, I can be kind, but it was kind, you know. I mean, I have my moments, right, of kindness, right? But it was so kind and so gentle and so generous and so loving that it took me back. And every time I go to write that letter to God and I wait for God to write back, I have that same sarcastic attitude of like, yeah, we'll see this time. And then, wow, here it comes. Something comes out. And it's something that almost always soothes me in terms of whatever I'm struggling with in that moment. So in a little bit, I'm going to share with you a couple of the pieces of my journal that came from some of those letters from God that I just think are really beautiful and really powerful. But first, I wanted to share a little bit from the literature about God's voice and how do we hear God's voice. So I went to the AA literature, and I was raised on AA because back in 89, we didn't have any OA literature. And so I have a special place for the OA literature, AA, excuse me, because that's where I started. So in the AA book in step 11, it says, as the body can fail its purpose for lack of nourishment, so can the soul. We all need the light of God's reality, the nourishment of God's strength, and the atmosphere of God's grace. And another reading. Self-searching is the means by which we bring new vision, action, and grace to bear upon the dark and negative sides of our nature. And when I write to God, the dark and negative side of my nature is quite apparent. That's where it all comes out. And there's many themes, as you'll hear, the writings that come back from God. The themes are loneliness, resentment, fear, pain, anger. And again, when God writes back, there's always some chunk in there that I can hang on to kind of shift myself away from that negative space. I found writing to, quote, improve my conscious contact with God, with God's grace, wisdom, and love. It has helped me achieve emotional balance and broaden and deepen the channel between myself and spirit. This is from the Big Book, page 86, and this is a piece I think you'll recognize. During our day, we may face indecision. We may not be able to determine which course to take. Here we ask God for inspiration, an intuitive thought, or a decision. We relax and take it easy. We don't struggle. We often are surprised how the right answers come. And again, that writing piece really helps me. And sometimes it's just stopping in the middle of the day and saying, God, please help. I don't know what to do next. And often I get that intuitive hit as to how to proceed from that point. And I find that I get really challenged at work a lot. That's where a lot of my learning comes from in terms of my OA recovery. And I remember a particular moment where I was in a meeting, and a woman who was a very large presence kind of came up to me, and she tried to throw this meeting into a whole different direction that I was facilitating. And I literally said, God, I have no idea what to do with this situation. I'm really thrown off and really upset and flustered. And I went in and I got centered, and that meeting went beautifully, and I knew exactly what to do. And I really attribute that to God talking to my intuition and talking to me through my intuition. Last little clip from step 11 in the AA, 12 and 12. Perhaps our trouble was not that we used imagination. Perhaps the real trouble was that our almost total inability to point imagination toward the right objectives. There's nothing wrong with constructive imagination. It helps us envision our spiritual objective before we try to move toward it. And that, again, is where I really feel like God is so helpful to me in writing back. So here's a couple of pieces. I'm going to try to hold this and read at the same time. So this is from 2010. Your worries are insignificant in that they are based on projection and not truth. You are strong and steady. You have the power of the earth behind you. Trust yourself. Trust that you have all the resources you need to thrive. Everything you need is already within. Fill your cup with good things. There is much to be enjoyed and savored. Open your eyes to them. This is again in 2010. The center is within. Like a tree with roots, you are gathering nourishment and strength underground. Your roots dig deep into soil that is made up of soul, spirit, and the universe. Your trunk keeps you steady even in heavy wind, and your branches dance free, touching the sky. You are alone, connected, and strong. You are free to grow in new directions. And this is from 2009. I am not about outcomes, but the process. Forcing things does not usually bring good results. One step at a time, you will come to the right place. So I often, again, have themes in my writing about feeling very alone in the world. So you're going to hear a couple pieces around that. You have a blank canvas that scares you. You are staring at the emptiness and not the potential. Your fear is closing doors. Even when you do not pray, I am here. It is prayer that makes you conscious of what is already there. Holding on to the old will get you the old. Going back will most likely bring the same results. Perhaps to be free, you have to set yourself free and accept all that comes with freedom, the unknown, the variables, the unfamiliar, and the vast possibilities. Stay open. You'll be surprised by what comes. And another theme that I have is about self-love and really struggling with how to love myself and how to love myself even when other people don't seem to love me. And so this was a writing from 2008. You are still lovable even when you're not at your best. The pain you feel is a teacher. It is helping you see all of you and stimulate parts that need attention. It is a gift for clarity and ultimate peace. The middle way is acceptance. Allow the pain to be, and it will become the seed for new growth. You've looked to outside sources for self-love and acknowledgement. You have relied on them. This time you're asked to change something in you, to embrace everything as though it is beautiful, precious, and lovable by you. I'll read a couple more, and then I'm going to give you guys a chance to actually sit and write a letter to God and have God write back. So we'll hear a little bit from you. Let's see. There are things that are enduring, the sun, the sky, the stars. There is energy transformed that only changes shape but is everlasting. Your body will move from one source of energy to another. You are already eternal as I am. Love works in a similar way. It is energy that is transferred. Love is sacred, and although it may be directed in various ways, it is always part of the same source. Love is eternal and enduring. We are entwined, always moving together. You are part of the things you love, the trees, the sky, your friends, the youth. I have never moved. I have never left. I am here for you, loving you moment by moment. I'm going to read one more about self-love. You can choose to lean into your negative attributes and love will still exist for you. You can nurture the things you see as good and you will continue to be loved. Love is an energy that persists. You can block it if you choose, but it is always there for you. Unconditional means there are no conditions in which I will not love you. None. This is hard to grasp when in earthly form, love is complicated by other emotions, other agendas. At its source, love is pure. I invite you to gently love yourself. Remember, you are a great source of powerful love. Denying yourself the gift of love is crippling and limiting. You are ready to find big love in yourself. Be willing to receive it. That is all that is asked of you. So I am going to stop there, and maybe I'll close with one more little clip of some of that reading. But I would like to have you take out your journals, and I'll give you about 5 minutes to write a letter to God about something that's on your mind. Maybe it's a thank you to God. Maybe it's a complaint. Maybe it's a concern. Maybe it's a worry, a fear, a pain, or something. So take about 5 minutes and then give yourself 5 minutes for God to write back. And I literally write, Dear God, and I write and I say, Love Monica. And then I have, Dear Monica, and love God. So however you want to work that, but I'm going to give you 5 and 5. Okay, we are at 10 minutes, so I'm going to have you wrap up what you're writing. And we have about 15 minutes for open sharing, so I'd like to invite anyone who would like to come up and share about how you hear your higher power's voice, whether you want to share something that came out of your writing or if you want to just speak on the topic. So the floor is open. Come on up. Is that easier? That's not easier. It just made it harder. It's
okay. Thank you. Hi, my name's Carol, and I'm a sugar addict. At age 67, I can look back to when I was 6 years old and was prompted to get out of my bed on a Sunday morning and take myself to church, because that's where I heard God was. And so, as my family all slept, I dressed, fed myself, and walked a block to the closest church. And I didn't think anything about it until I got older and had children of my own, and I realized, wow, that's so strange, because I kept going to other church, you know, walking to a little bit further and a little bit further. So through my life, I've studied all kinds of religions and philosophies, and I'm so drawn to this spirituality of this program, and I have been from the time that I accepted my parents were both functioning alcoholics when I was in my 30s and started reading 12-step things. And in seeking God, I have to say that I think God's got a great sense of humor, and God used to come to me, it still does, came to me in music. I would be driving down the highway, and the license plate in front of me would say, Try God. And I had to cry so hard I'd pull over. Some of the other ways are people, of course, that God's come to me in, books, the radio. And the latest one was so powerful. My mother died on August 27th, 2003, and Phoenix, Arizona, and there was a, I was born and raised in Phoenix, and I'd never in my life seen a sunrise rainbow, but the morning of the day we buried her, there outside my balcony was a sunrise rainbow, and hadn't seen one again, and I'm sitting in my house in Golden, Colorado, August 27th of this year, in the morning, reading, and I look up, and there at the over the front range was a sunrise rainbow. So I know God creates miracles, and I know that that the power that's involved in all of that is way beyond my imagination. But I told my parents, both of them, before they died, I said, I believe that there's people on the, I believe you can reach through to me from the other side. You may not believe it, but I do. So I said, try, please. I'll be looking, watching, and waiting. And when that rainbow came on the 27th of August this year, I had to grab my sketchbook and draw it because I was afraid to pinch myself. It was so beautiful. God is real. We're all children of God. And just watch, look, and listen, and you'll get, it'll be a hummingbird that'll zoom in front of your nose when you least expect it. You know, it's just everywhere. So thank you for letting me share.
When I was a little girl also, about five, we had a little figurine representing my higher power, and I would play with that, and my mom said it was so endearing to hear me boss around my higher power, and I would have a tea party and tell the my higher power, only one sip right now, only one bite, right? And I was in the other room doing that constantly. And so for the last several years, I've been writing tea parties with my higher power. And I have these little tea parties that instead of writing a letter to and from, I've been writing a conversation to and from. So my lines are what they are. And then the higher power lines are always, like you said, Monica, something that I would never, which never would be me, you know. So is it okay if I read my letter?
Yeah.
Okay. And I was so scattered. I was so scattered when the exercise started that I decided to start with my higher power's letter to me first, because I just couldn't get my thoughts going. So first, dear Mary Beth, what a week we've had. Your thoughts are amazing, intriguing, beautiful. They never cease to amaze me. They are music to me, ever flowing and changing. Where you see chaos, worry, fear, profound insight and courage, I see a continuum of the melody that is you. When you tear up, I do too. I breathe with you. Yet I am closer than your breath. I am the very fiber of your being. You know that, and you feel me there. You said it a lot this week. You have come to trust me no matter what. I will help you. Let me. Dear God, I see you everywhere. I feel you. And yet I still choose to do the things my own way. I want to do everything at such a high level. Then I get a prompting. Embrace weakness. It is the fastest guide to trust. It is the weakness that brings up all the prayers. And in this weakness, I reach out. Help me find joy in the weakness. I desire joy in everything. I ask you, God, to use me as your instrument of your presence. This is my prayer. You are so good. Take my hand right now and be with me.
I'm Carrie, gratefully recovering food addict. A very special, loving bird put this in my hands to read for them. So I'm grateful to be able to share this. Letter to higher power. Thank you for the serenity that I never had, the kind, loving voice which speaks even to me, the vision I have of what is here now, peace that I can feel in this moment, all the wisdom I ever need as soon as I know I need it, the fellowship of sharing these amazing gifts, the joy of knowing the newcomer, coming home just now, somewhere in the world, we'll have them too.
Hi, I'm Nancy, recovering compulsive eater and sugar addict. Great to be here. Thank you, Monica. I wrote, I had some theory yesterday and I wrote about that. Dear God, what to say? I appreciate that I can access you through writing and that you can do the same. What about fear? Yesterday my day was colored by, I didn't do that right. I allowed the session to divert and my client to deflect. I didn't say, I sense that you do not believe that. When given a skeptical look, I didn't allow that I was operating from my agenda, my belief about financial boundaries. I felt shame about this session that evening and in the morning. All sorts of self-doubt arose. How can I let this go and develop the belief that I am capable, whole, and able to be of service to another with my coaching skills? Help me to see and hear what is the truth in your response to me. How can I increase my self-confidence? Dear Nancy, you have everything you need. More practice, and remember, life is a practice, will increase your skills and confidence. When you listen, listen, listen to your intuition, the right words will come. Know that there is within you the voice of your higher power, which you can access just by asking, in prayer, in meditation, at any time. Please know that all is well. Let go of the fear of not doing it right, the fear of not being good enough, and know that you are magnificent as you are. Connect with the love inside, the love that flows all around you. It is abundant and will fill you up, displacing fear and landing you in the moment, connected, aware, and at peace. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Robin, and I'm a compulsive overeater and bulimic. And I just want to tell you, I've never done this exercise before. I've written a whole lot of letters to God and been really pissed that I didn't get answers, and I can't believe how much I got out of it. I really want to thank you. And I'm going to be emotional, so I'm going to try not to. Anyhow, dear God, I'm tired and I'm scared that I'm stuck. I'm afraid that I don't have the answers inside of me, and that I'll continue to suffer if I don't force myself to act. I can argue staying with Neil, but I'm afraid that's only because it's all I've ever known, and I'm terrified of the unknown. I'm scared of regret. I'm scared I can't make it on my own. And I'm lonely, and I want someone to protect me and hold me in their arms and keep me safe. That vulnerability is intolerable at times, and I'm scared that I'll self-destruct trying to escape it. Robin, you're safe. I've always been here, and I'm with you now. You're at a crossroads. You can continue to let fear guide you, and you will suffer. Let go. You know in your heart where freedom lies. Stay with me, and together you'll have your answers and your strength. When you're afraid, don't run from me. Just stop, listen, and I'll be here. You're never alone. You'll always be safe. Thanks.
Good morning. My name is Tracy. I'm a compulsive overeater and bulimic. And this practice was just revolutionary for me. I've journaled and journaled and journaled. And I've been going to church since I was born. And I know God, but the voice inside my head speaks so much louder than God sometimes. And I know it's not God because it's not nice. So I'll share a little bit of my letter from God. And I just started crying. This is so powerful. My dear, sweet, precious Tracy. Oh, wow. I love you so much. I have forgiven you for every single thing you've ever done. I see you blameless and perfect. I know you struggle. I know life is hard for you. Tracy, hold on to my hand and we can do this together. You know you can't do this without me, and haven't I proven my love to you? You know when you reach for me, when I knock on the door, I am ready and excited to help you. I love you more than anyone will ever love you. I created you. I know everything about you, and I love you anyway, smiley face. I know your heart. I know your fears. Please let me be here for you. It's what I do. Thanks.
I'm Sarah. I'm a compulsive overeater and bulimic. Hi. Dear God, dear higher power, I'm grateful for this place and space that I am in today, right now. This moment, I am thankful for the willingness I have gained and that has been cultivated in my life. I'm grateful for abstinence and the clarity I feel when I'm not consumed by food. I'm still scared. I'm still scared that I'm not good enough, that my process isn't fast or smooth enough, that this renewed energy I feel will slip away, that the old habits will come back. I'm afraid of my reactive nature. I'm scared of losing people close to me and of the self-hate that manifests as a result of my actions. Now that I am aware that I don't want to react strongly. Love, Sarah. Dear Sarah, you are worthy. You are whole. You are learning, and I will hold you. You won't lose your way. You deserve to know my spirit in your spirit and to feel the freedom from self, this disease, and self-hate. You are a beautiful creature who values the world, earth, and the people around you. You love to dance. You can feel deeply and know that I am here with you even when it hurts. You are just as you need to be and right where you need to be. Just keep coming back to prayer, to breath, to kindness, to asking, to feeling. Love God, love higher power. Thanks.
Still want to be a movie star. As far as my cord here. That was so beautiful, you guys. I loved hearing all the sharing, and I hope that each of you got a message either from what was shared or from what you wrote. It's just one vehicle for hearing God's voice. But I got teary and chills, and it was really beautiful to hear what folks came up with. So I want to remind you that this was not my idea. Somebody said it in a meeting, and I heard it, and I, again, scoffed at it and thought, and then I tried it, and then I fell in love with the tool. So I'm going to close with one more little clip here. This is really recent. This was from August of this year. The well runs deep. Where you see emptiness, water flows. Where soil may look dry and lifeless, fertility lies dormant. When you obsess, you abandon yourself. You leave your post, you float away, and lose your bearings. Stay true to yourself, find your grounding points. Redirect your energy to your heart, your spirit, your sense of peace and goodness. Yes, all is well in this moment. You are whole. I love you. So thank you all. If we could close with the third step prayer. Now, I guess we kind of have to step outside the chairs and make a circle. Yeah.